We continue our learning Le'il in Ishmas David ben Achamur Shem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leia. We're in Yom Perches Mishnah Ches Chatos V'Asham Vaday Mechaprin. So the Mishnah here teaches us that a korban chatas that a person brings when he does an avera b'shogeg, that's an avera specifically for which a person would be chayiv kares if he did it b'mezid, like eating on Yom Kippur, being mechal on Shabbos, eating chametz on Pesach, etc. So korban chatas and an asham vadai, korban asham as opposed to an asham tali, which we'll mention in a moment. But asham vadai is the classic korban asham. Let's say, for example, what we call the asham gzeh. He is where a person denied having stolen something, and then he admits to it. He has to bring an asham gezelos, a guilt offering. Or let's say when it comes to me'ila, a person misappropriated from hektesh. So when he did it b'shogeg, you have to bring a guilt offering, the asham me'ilos. So take these examples of an asham vadai or a korban chatas, michaprin. What it means is that these korbanos will atone for those sins that they are being brought. And we assume that along with that, if a person brings the korban, obviously he has remorse, and obviously he is doing tshuva. And a part of bringing a korban was the vidui that you did on the korbanos as well, and kabbalah ala asid, which is part of the tshuva process that you don't plan on repeating this transgression. So since there's vidui and tshuva with these korbanos, so the chatas and the asham vadai will be mechapir. That's what the Mishnah means, based on the pasuk in Vayikra Perakei, v'chiper olav hakohen mechata so asher chata, and v'nislach lo, and he's going to be forgiven because bringing korban chatas and the asham and the korban asham, they're going to be mechapir because that presupposes that there's going to be tshuva vidui along with it, as opposed to an asham talui. That's where a person brings this asham, which is there just to protect him. It's brought when you have a suffek chet, when it comes to something for which you would have to bring a korban chatas. If you did it b'shogeg, here you're not even sure if you did it at all. So let's say you have in front of you a piece of a person who eats, let's say, chelev, which is the forbidden fat from the back of the animal. If you did that b'mezid chayiv kares, if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv korban chatas. Let's say you're not sure if the piece of fat you ate was shuman, which is fat, which is not prohibited, or a chelev, which is prohibited. So here you have a suffek. Here you're not sure what you did. You bring an asham tali. Now it's true the Torah does say in Vayikra Hay as well, v'chiper regarding the asham tali, v'chiper olav hakohen al shigigaso asher shogag. Sounds like there's kapar as well, but it's not complete kapar, because if you find out that you actually did the avera, you have to bring a korban chatas. So when it comes to the asham talui, so that's in a different category completely. So, but the chatas and the asham vadai are mechaper. And then the Mishnah says, misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprin in ha-tshuva. So misa, or a person's passing, a person's death, or Yom Kippur, are mechaper if a person does tshuva along with it. So let's put, obviously, Yom Kippur, this is a machlokas in the Gemara between Rebbe and the Chachamim, where we follow the opinion of the Chachamim that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, it's not itzumo shel yom that's mechaper. Not just getting through Yom Kippur, it doesn't give you automatic kapar, it's not magic, you need to do tshuva along with it. That's the Chachamim's opinion, that's what is reflected in the Mishnah. So if a person does tshuva, he has regret on his chatoim, whether that be before he dies, and Misa then, of course, which ensues, is Mechaper, or a person does Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says Misa and Yom Kippur are Mechaper im HaTshuva. What about Tshuva alone, just Tshuva, without Yom Kippur, without Misa, let's say it's the middle of the year, and your person did something wrong and they want to do Tshuva. So it's way before, many months before Yom Kippur. Will that Tshuva generate a full Kapara? So the Mishnah says it depends. Tshuva alone, Mechaperes al Averos Kalos. It'll only be Mechaper. Tshuva alone, without Yom Kippur, without Misa, is Mechaper on the lighter Averos. What are they? The Mishnah tells you. Alaseh, on positive commandments that a person did not fail to perform, or let's say a person ate bread outside of the sukkah, person wore tzitzis with four corner garment without tzitzis, va'alosase, and Not only that, tshuva alone is mechaper on a lo tase. Now, what type of lo tase? The Gemara says, not every lo tase. Only a loaf tase that doesn't have malkos. So, and that we're referring to a lav hanitak laase. We view, that's where we have a lav, let's say stealing. So stealing can be rectified by returning the object. So if a person steals, he would not incur the penalty of lashes because it's a lav hanitak laase, because it can't be rectified in some way. So that is considered a lo tase kala, an avera kala, and along with the ases is going to achieve kapara with tshuva alone. Va'al hachamuros, but on averos chamuros, which include, of course, the lo tases, which do have malkos, and many others, of course, which are even worse than that. So how does that work? He tola. Tshuva, what does it do? It literally suspends. It suspends the punishment. It protects a person from punishment, ashamayim, ad sheyavo yom kippurim v'chaper, until Yom Kippur arrives, and that, along with the tshuva, will give him atonement. Now, the Gemara's maskan, the Gemara's conclusion is that if a person, let's say, did mitzvos, a mitzvah aseh b'mezid, right? I mean, he violated a mitzvah aseh b'mezid, he ate outside of the sukkah, let's say. Or, let's say, lav hanitak laseh, those what we called the averos kalos, and he did it b'mezid. Or, let's say, it was a lo tase that has malkos, but he violated a bishogeg, and he does tshuva. So the Gemara's conclusion is, as the Gemara uses a language, eino zaz misham ad shemochal in lo. He doesn't move from there until he achieves mechila. So in fact, the conclusion is not like the Mishnah says. Conclusion of the Gemara is, if a person does averos kalos, even bemezid, so such a person, or even a lo tase that has malkos, which our Mishnah assumed was in the chamura section, tshuva is enough. Based on the pasuk in the third parak of Yirmiyahu, tshuva banim shovavim, erpa mishuvo sechem, you do tshuva, I will heal you. So you see, apparently, that there's an avera, that tshuva alone, that's what it says, just do tshuva. And erpa mishuvo sechem, you do tshuva banim shovavim. So there has to be an avera for which tshuva alone is mechaper, and that includes, as the conclusion of the Gemara, all of the assays that you violated, even if you did it b'mezid, and the low and all lo tases, even that have malkos, lo tases with malkos that incur the penalty of malkos, but no worse. And if you did it b'shogeg, let's say you violated a lo tase that has malkos b'mezid, that's where tshuva protects you and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So the language of our Mishnah, where we say achamuros, Yom Kippur is the tshuva is tola and Yom Kippur is mechaper, that chamuros includes, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, lo tases that have malkos that you did b'mezid. That's when you need the Yom Kippur as well. Based on the pasuk, ki vayom azeh yichaper lechem mikol chatosechem. Apparently there's an avera that needs Yom Kippur, and that falls into that category. What about if you did an avera for which you chayv kares, or misas beistin, and you did it b'shogeg? So then, as the Mishnah said, a chatos is mechaper along with tshuva. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. Let's say you violated these b'mezid, where there's a potential, where there's kares or misas beistin. So how do you achieve kapar that way? So the Gemara says, you need tshuva, and Yom Kippur will still suspend, will not give you complete atonement, and Yisurin Memarkim, you need to be cleansed with some type of suffering. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Peites, Ufakati B'Shevet Pisham Uvenegayim Avonam. Very clearly that Hashem is paying us back with Shevet, literally with a scepter, with some type of punishment, and Unegayim Avonam, Nega, some type of Magefa, some type of ailment. So you see there's an Avera that requires Yisurim, and it's understood. So if we have an Avera, that Tshuva is good alone, based on the pasuk Imriyo, and that's Tshuva Neshovim, and Yan Avera that says you need Yom Kippur Mimachaper, that's Kivayom Azeh, and you have an Avera that Ufa Kati B'Shevet Pisham, that needs Yisurim. So it's logical to assume that the onesh that's most kal is for the avera that's most kal. And so therefore I know how it works. Must be the kalos only need tshuva, a little bit more chomer need tshuva in Yom Kippur, and a little bit more chomer need yisurim as well. That's the way it works. What if there's chilul Hashem? So there we say tshuva and Yom Kippur and yisurim are not going to be sufficient. Even tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim will suspend the punishment, but only Misa can cleanse the person completely in Olam Haba. Based on the pasuk in Shayo, Perchav Beis, v'neglab ba'aznei Hashem tzvakos, im yichupar ha'avon hazeh lachem ad tumusun. You see that it must be an avera that until Yom HaMisa, even Yom Kippur and tshuva and certain Yisurim are not going to help. That is Chil Hashem, which is the way Rashi understands, is a chote and machti esarabim. Now, when we had a Sarem Mishtaleach, that would be mechaper on the Averos, Kalos, and Chamuros, except Averos, Ben Adam LaChavero, which we person does not achieve atonement for until he is Meratzes Chavero, until he appeases his friend. Periches, Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah in Maseches Yoma. Ha'omer Echatova Oshuv, Echatova Oshuv. A person says sins, and he's going to rely on tshuva and says, I'm going to do tshuva, and then I'm going to sin again. There's no Kabbalah loss. There's no understanding that I plan on not repeating this sin. So says the Mishnah, Ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. So we don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. That's not an effective tshuva. A person says, I'm going to sin and I'll have Yom Kippur atone. Maybe he feels okay, tshuva alone, but I'm going to go through Yom Kippur. To at the time he's doing the sin, he's relying on the fact that Yom Kippur will achieve atonement. So that's not going to be effective. And not only that, the Rambam explains that we're not going to be misayeya min hashamayim. He's not going to have any siyata deshmaya that Yom Kippur will somehow will be effective. And we don't assume that Yom Kippur is not going to have the help of Yom Kippur. That's what it means. With Yom Kippur needs siyata deshmaya in order for that to be effective. So we don't help him. He has to do what he needs to do. Hashem is not going to help him out and say, I'll take care of you right now because you do the avera. I know you're going to allow Yom Kippur to help you. Not going to be effective. Then the Mishnah says, Averu shebein adam lamakom Yom Kippur mechaper. If a person does tshuva, of course, he has regret, is mekabel ala asid, not to repeat the sin, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. But Averu shebein adam lachavero, person, let's say, damages someone, or injures someone, or damages their property, or is a pogea, their kavod, Ein ayok Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheyiratze es chavero. It doesn't help. Yom Kippur will not be mechaper until you appease your friend. So in cases of damages, you have to pay and you have to appease him until he forgives you. And this is true even if you didn't cause any particular injury, any loss of money. Says the Mishnah, as zo darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he darashed and he expounded the following pasuk: Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. And he's going to teach us from where we know that Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper on mitzvos ben adam lachaveru, only on mitzvos ben adam lamakom. The emphasis on, of course, is lifnei Hashem. Averos shebein adam lamakom Yom Kippur mechaper. You read it like this: Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Yom Kippur will atone for, will purify you on all of those averos that are lefnei Hashem, b'adam la'makom. But averos, so again, averos b'adam shemadam la'makom, yom kippur mechaper. Averos shebein adam la'chavero, ein yom kippur mechaper, ad sheyiratzes chavero. That's not lefnei Hashem, and therefore, kim mikol chatoseichem titaru, you're not going to get any tara, unless it's a mitzvah that was an avero that was lefnei Hashem. Then the Mishnah says, I'm Rabbi Akiva, ashrechem Yisrael, fortunate are the Jewish people, lifnei mi'atem etarim, in front of whom do you purify yourself? Mi mitar eschem, and who purifies you? Avichem Shabbat Shamayim. Of course, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Shnei Amar, based on the pasuk from Yechezkel, the Mishnah says in Perek Lamed Vav, Vizarakti alechem mayim tohorim utahartem. So I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, and you will become tahor. So Rabbi Akiva understands that that's why he says that we are being mitaher, how fortunate we are, it's tahara, like as if you're going to the mikvah. Va'omer mikveh yisal Hashem, pasuk yimiyar perek yud zayin. And the Mishnah concludes, ma mikvah mitaras hatameim, afakadosh baruch hu mitaras Yisrael. Just like a mikvah is able to achieve purification of someone who is impure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitaras Yisrael from their sins.